This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail. Till Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor sent you. We out here. Peace.
15 years in the game, man. And I'm still relevant. It's a blessing. It's a fine line how to keep it cool and keep it G. Oh, but keeping a G is keeping it cool. And keeping it cool is keeping a G.
1992.
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 61 in full effect. What's going down, Airhead Nation? Appreciate you guys continuing to stick with us and listen. We got Miggity Mike, the Mayor, in the house. What's going down, Mike?
ODB, what's up, brother? First of all, like you just got done giving a shout out to Airhead Nation. I don't remember the guy that posted up on one of the threads there on Facebook. But, dude, I just want to say, and me and Jay talked about this, me and ODB talked about it that day that it was this thread was going on. I just want to let all you guys know that took the time to go on there and talk about the podcast, talk about how you listen to the podcast, and replied back to the guy that actually made the original thread. Dude, we appreciate all you guys, man, because we love doing this, and without you, this wouldn't be possible. So for all you guys to take the time to go back on there, and even if you were lying, we don't even care. For that day, we really felt good. We really felt good that day, and it brought a tear to my eye. No, I'm just kidding. It didn't really bring a tear to my eye, but it did feel good. Hearing all those good things being said about the podcast, and we hope you guys do love it. We hope you guys do enjoy it, because we truly enjoy doing this, and the amount of people that we have met because of doing the podcast has been amazing, and being able to talk to a lot of these guys and past guests that have been on, or even listeners that tune in and listen to the podcast. Continue sending in names, continue messaging us, continue dropping names on the page, on the group, texting Jason, texting me, and letting us know, hey, we'd like to hear this guy, hey, we'd like to hear that guy, because some of our best guests have come from listeners of the podcast, or other people that have been on, guests that have been on the podcast. So we have a lineup of guys that we've already got planned out, and trying to get this, knocked out with all these interviews, because we got a long list. So just bear with us on that. But we're going to keep coming, baby. Love doing this.
Yeah, man, you know it, dude. We're coming out the scene crazier than anything you've seen in a while, I guess, pun intended. But You know what we're saying. We enjoy this. I think what you're going to see, Mike, and I'm gonna say this right now, you are going to see an explosion of podcasts. And, we got in very early in the game of podcasting. Sure, there were people in different genres doing it for much, much longer. But I really felt good, when I had that idea of doing it. It kind of all the planets or the stars aligned. I think the planets, I should say, aligned, as Papa Smurf would say. And it was great that we could sync up and make it happen. We've seen a few other rumblings of different things out there. And, bottom line is podcasting's awesome. There's a lot of media outlets, news organizations, ESPN, Comedy Central. I mean, everybody's doing a podcast because it's like in addition to the content they're bringing you. So, we're in 2018, we've said this, we're not talking about it, we are actually being about it, and that's what we live for, man. So it's like, hey, let's not talk about doing shit, let's keep the pedal stomped and keep it going, Mike.
You know this, brother, you know this.
That's how we do, man. So we've got a jam-packed agenda. If everything works out on this episode, you will hear Tim from Viera Corp, great dude. He's going to come on, talk a little bit about what they announced and rolled out for or at Forbidden Fantasy. So Morgan kind of alluded to that. Also, you got the homie, the big homie John Turner, a.k.a. Mike, who is it?
Big Juicy.
Big Juicy from You Ain't Low. If you're not following him on Instagram, you are straight missing out. This guy is straight fire all day. It's You Ain't Low Trucks altogether. He's got 14,000 followers. He's going to give us a little bit of insight into the sick ass truck, hashtag Topper Gang. He had Jimmy's Rod and Customs, of course, build that sick truck, that Dodge. And, you know, that's another notch under his belt. And he took it out to LST. So, you know, we've had John on 2-3 times in the past. Great guest. Still doing his thing. We're going to have him on, Mike, so that's going to be great. He'll provide a little additional detail about what's going down in his world. So definitely looking forward to it. And then, Mike, last episode, you talked a little bit about Forbidden Fantasy, and we're going to have the homie Brian Good, a.k.a. Forbidden Fantasy, a.k.a. Grindr TV. He's going to be on episode 62 to talk a little bit about that. I know you're anxious to hear that one, Mike.
Oh, dude, Brian's a good man and hell of a damn good guy with that camera of his and those videos. And talking about Grindr TV, he just dropped the Orange Beach Invasion video. So if you guys didn't make it to Orange Beach Invasion, make sure you check out Grindr TV and check out the video that he just dropped for Orange Beach Invasion. Guys, you definitely don't want to miss Orange Beach Invasion next year.
Yeah, for sure, man. And I tell you, Mike's right. We need to post that in the Facebook group for OLP. I think it's key that you subscribe because you'll wake up in the morning and you'll have that notification right there from YouTube. Brian is like all night, man. This guy does not sleep. At least that's what I understand. And he, you know, keeps on keeping on. So great job, grinder-tv.com. Order some merch. And make sure you click like on the videos, comment. He loves the comments. Don't do any some bullshit because he'll straight come back at you. Sometimes people are like, I would have picked a better song, Mike. I think you should have just, you know, went with a better song. And then Brian comes back and says, okay, what song would you have picked? Crickets.
Well, exactly.
I don't know. But so, you know, good shit there. Brian's real deal. Holyfield. We also got, you know, we're kind of in talks with Phil Fowler. You know, we're talking with Phil's publicist now, Mike. You know, because, you know, he's got his people that have their people. But seriously, Phil, he's one of the gentlemen that had so many good things to say. And coming from an OG like him, dude, it can't help but just make you feel good. You know, we had that interview with Phil that I think things happen for a reason. And for whatever reason, that memory card was corrupt. I didn't have enough memory on it. Something happened, and it was poof, gone. But it's going to give us an opportunity to bring that episode to everyone here in the near future. So if you're friends with Phil, make sure you harass him and say, listen, man, I know you work a lot of hours, but you got to stay up late one night or something, man. We're going to get it done, and Phil's good peeps, man.
Well, with that being said, I will be at Mini Nats this weekend. I know Phil will be there. So what I'm going to try to do is try to hook up with a man. I'm going to corner him in the hotel room, lock the door, make him sit down, and make him talk to me. And maybe we even have a recorder there to record it, but I'm not going to tell him that I'm going to be recording it. So the last time we talked for about an hour. Maybe I can get something out of him that way. I don't know. We'll see, Jay. We're going to get this one way or another. We're going to make this happen.
Yeah, and he's a good deal. And even some of his homies that were kind of razzing me, they go, man, Phil works a lot of hours. And I mean, he really does. I think he works more than the average guy, way more than 40 on an average week. So, you know, he's hustling. He's doing his thing up there. He's keeping the rails going, whatever he's doing, right? But Phil Fowler, triple OG in the scene. We're going to have that one. We're kind of just, you know, building up the hype a little bit, Mike, you know? So, you know, we're stoked about
absolutely.
That.
It's going to be the most anticipated interview ever.
I'm telling you, man. It's going to be, like, more anticipated than Snoop Dogg's first album, Doggy Style. They're going to be like, where is it, man? Where is it? But no doubt it'll be classic.
Oh, you know that's right, brother. You know that's right.
Now, Mike, episode 60 is in the books, critically acclaimed, moving on to 61. Again, big ups to Billy Bob. We talked about him on the last episode, of course. Great dude. Now, Mike, I know you just said it, so I know you're stoked about the upcoming show, Mini Truck Nats. Any updates for us, homie?
Yeah, I can't wait because, man, I'm getting off of work Thursday, heading up to Tampa, picking up a boy, Daniel Smith from Smith Works, and we're going to be making the trek up to Maggie Valley, and definitely look forward to it. Can't forget, we're going to be meeting up with Greg Miller and Mr. Vanilla Ice himself, Mr. Two-time, cover truck. Going to meet him up there at Mini Nats. And with that being said, definitely be on the lookout for all you guys that subscribe to All Time Low Magazine issue. Help me out here, Jay. I believe it's issue 13, if I'm correct.
I believe so. It's the spring 2018 issue.
And Mr. Vanilla Ice is on the front cover. Who's on the back cover there, Jay?
That's NR Caddy Queen, Christina Zarevi. I can finally say her name perfectly after she coached me.
After lots of practice, because I didn't want to butcher it after you've had all that practice.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. It's actually the first car that has ever been featured, put on the cover. It's the back cover, but hey, the back cover is just as good as the front cover.
It is.
And the first car on All Time Low Magazine has featured. So that's definitely something that's pretty awesome. And it's good that they did because, dude, that is a badass car. And so props to both of them. And I can't wait to get my my magazines in the mail. And when you get that magazine in the mail, and if you guys have not subscribed yet, if you guys have not subscribed to All Time Low Magazine, you can't get it in Walmart. You can't get it in Target. You can't go to Barnes & Noble. But you can go to – what was that website, Jay?
ATLmagazine.com. Make sure you click on online store. That's one click. The second click, boom, right there for the yearly subscription 2018. It's $50. Or if you're really going to just kind of go by, issue to issue, it's $9 for that issue 13, spring 2018.
You can't go wrong, guys. It's got more features. It's got more show coverage. It is an absolute promoter's dream of a magazine. And if you're a subscriber, you can't go wrong. I believe you're getting koozies. I believe you're getting a pull-out poster in each magazine, and it's awesome. It's a bunch of awesomeness in this magazine, guys. You can't go wrong subscribing to All Time Low Magazine, so definitely check out All Time Low Magazine. They will be, Rich and Beth, both will be at Mini Nats this weekend. They're going to have plenty of magazines on hand, so if you don't order or you don't subscribe, just get it from them this weekend at Mini Nats.
You know it, Mike. Always on schedule, which I love. They really plan things out. They use their calendar. They are telling us, hey, this is when we're working on it. This is when it's going to ship. None of this, 2 years later, I think I've got one that's, I think I've got a guy that's going to print it.
You mean they're not going to take your money and then not send you a magazine?
I mean, like, we think we got, like, a guy that's going to, like, I don't know, like, print it or something. One of those deals, but in all seriousness,
one of those deals. Oh, okay, a printer of a printer of a printer, and it just wasn't that quality or something. I don't know. But anyways, guys, subscribe All Time Low Magazine, where consistency is key.
Yes, new issue dropped, as Mike mentioned, and I can already tell you, I've been talking with the homie. We got the summer issue already in the works, man. That's what I love. Kind of like the podcast, we're always plugging away, whether it's a write-up for that episode or it's collecting images that we need to promote that episode. It's a constant hustle. That summer issue, Mike, may or may not have a killer feature shot by yours truly, Old Dirty Ballard. It could be
Old Dirty Ballard.
It could be my first feature shoot, not write-up. It could be the shoot and the write-up of all time. So I am stoked. I appreciate the partnership and what they've continued to do for the scene, and that's why we give our stamp of approval on All Time Low Magazine.
Jay, you know it, brother. And hey, you know what? I just thought of this, Jay, because the next issue, issue 13, is going to have our first ad in a magazine is going to be in issue 13. Is that correct, Jay?
That is. And what was badass was it's the first ad that I've designed. So I took a little bit of time. But the homie, if you want to advertise with them, it's very minimal. They're not going to take any, you know, Joe Schmo for advertisements. He was able to tweak it a little bit, clear up that image that I had inadvertently kind of overlaid from RJ at Eye Candy Designs, and he said, boom, hey, here's the mock-up, and the ad looks great.
Hell yeah. And I tell you what, Jay, me and you didn't even discuss this, but what do you think about this, Jay? How about the first listener, because obviously you had to listen to the podcast to even know about this, the first listener to go on, get the All Time Low magazine, post up our ad on Instagram, Facebook, share it, we'll send them a little OLP prize pack. What do you think, Jay?
Hells yeah, man. OLP, we will hook you up. Make sure you tag and mention us in the comments. You know, even if you don't know what you're doing with Instagram, just type in at Our Lifestyle. Start typing it. Click it. Boom. That way we can kind of bookmark it there with the little bookmark icon. And boom, we'll work it out.
Hell yeah. You know what? I just came up with that, Jay, and I think it's a great idea because we got plenty of swag to be given away. Do we got anything else to be given away from besides just OLP crap? What else we got to give away, Jay?
Well, we definitely have a couple things we'll throw in. We'll make it a nice little care package. And, you know, at this point, I also wanted to mention that Mark Clemens, he's on Instagram. It's at drop3m. So that's DROP3M. Number three, he's a good dude. He's supported the podcast a long time. He was one of the few people that reshared the flip through that I did of All Time Low magazine. And because he did that, I randomly selected him. So we're going to be sending him a banner from Hammered Weekend Wear. So good stuff, Mark Clemens, dude. Salute. He's out there in Texas and he continues listening. That's one thing we'll be doing. But we'll put together a nice little care package for the gimmick that you just mentioned.
Hell yeah. And, you know, hey, while we're giving some shout-outs, I got to clear one thing up. I messed up on the last episode. And our boy Ruben, and I don't know if you remember this or not, Jay.
But I do. You said.
Yeah, I kind of messed up. So, Sherry, Miss Sherry Coleman, please forgive me. That is Ruben's beautiful fiance, okay? Boom. And Ruben did tell me that, you know, it's the best thing that's ever happened to him. She's the greatest thing ever. So, Sherry, I do apologize, and I wish you two nothing but happiness. So there you go, Sherry. I do apologize. That's Ruben's fiance, Sherry Coleman.
Hells yeah. And they're great supporters, not just one of them, both Sherry both and Ruben. Ruben's been helping us a lot on the backside. He's really been lining up some interviews. He's got some leads for us, and we couldn't be more thankful to work with someone like him that believes in what we're doing. He enjoys it. He's came on the podcast. So many great things. So, you know, salute to the OG, man.
Absolutely. And another guy that I did meet over at Forbidden Fantasy was Mr. Chris Burns, over at C&S Metalworks. So while he's at work, what does he do, Jay? He turns on OLP and listens to the podcast while he's working. And then he posted up about it, talked about it. So, Chris, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man. It's C_S_Metalworks all together. That's C&S Metalworks, Chris Burns. It lists right there, welder fabricator. You can't miss him. He's always posting up and resharing. And that's what we ask that you guys to do because it helps spread the word. And I tell you, it's like wildfire. The more people that see it, there's so many people, Mike, that have reached out that said, you know, I've seen that image and, you know, the homies been talking about it and the chicks and the, you know, the chicas. And, you know, I finally went ahead and clicked on it and I subscribed and holy shit. It's like the best thing that's happened in a long time. And I'm like, hell yeah, man. If we can bring that much pleasure, Mike, I mean, our ladies, they got to really understand, man. They got something good, huh, Mike?
Yeah, they tell us all the time, Jay. They tell us all the time, brother.
I know Mrs. Mater's going to love that one because she's always listening, too.
Yeah, sometimes. Not all the time.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Mike, we've got a couple great updates, man. And this is really big news. The podcast is available on many, you know, many different platforms, whether you've got iPhone or Android, super easy. If you're on ourlifestylepodcast.com, you can listen there. You can listen, I don't know who sits at a computer anymore, but, you know, through iTunes, you know, those type of things. But, Mike, one of the really cool things that Spotify has done over the past year or so, they've ramped up content, including podcasts. Now, up until March, it was pretty much like podcasts that are like the elitists, you know, the Joe Rogans, the ESPN different podcasts, all these big names, you know, big corporations. Well, they finally did something good. I love Spotify, and I love podcasts, and we are approved for Spotify, which is huge news, Mike.
Hell yeah.
And that means very soon. Now, there, you know, I think there's an influx of people that are saying, boom, 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 you know, we want on. And guess what? Spotify is willing to work with them, and they're making it happen. Got the approval email and got the email that said, just give us a little bit of time and the content will be there. Super stoked. It's another platform. It should help grow the listening base. So folks out there that want to advertise, whether you're a show promoter, you've got a clothing company like our homie at Hammered Weekend Wear, aka HammeredWeekendApparel.com, you come to us, we get the impressions, we get the posts, you know, we post the stuff, we talk about it, and the Airhead Nation supports it, Mike.
That's what I'm talking about, brother. It's just like our good friends, Tim and Tanya with Sparkles Detail. They have been with us since day one.
Day one.
And like Tim says, support those that support you. And guys, support those that support the scene, man. The clean team that supports the scene. Those guys are going to be at Mini Truck Nats again this weekend. They just drove all the way out to Vegas and was at Forbidden Fantasy. So these guys put the time, they put the effort in. So definitely, if you're a part of the scene, support the clean team that supports the scene, and that's Sparkles Detail.
Sparkles Detail, I mentioned recently, all brand new website, super easy to shop at Orange Beach Invasion. I slapped hands with both Tanya and Tim, and I said, hey, whoever was the brains behind the refresh of the website, fantastic job. I want to do business with companies that are easy to do business with, and Sparkles Detail is that company. So big ups to them, Mike.
Hell yeah. And you know what? Big ups to you had mentioned our boy over Ron Perkins. That boy is busting his ass in the garage, and Mr. OJ will be making an appearance sooner than later, I believe.
Yeah, that's from what I understand, and I'll tell you, and I sent this info to the homie Ron. We have a way to look into the analytics and whatnot of our posts, and when I look at the content for the past, you know, let's say, you know, 3 months, that photo that we shared that he sent to us exclusively and then he posted after we did of the Bronco laid out has a lot of impressions. And I tell you what, you know, 535 likes is not easy to get on Instagram. And that's how many likes we had, but it had way more impressions, which is how many people view it and so on and share it and so on and so forth. So, you know, great job. If you look at the hashtag, it's not OJZ for not OJs, and that's the white Ford Bronco. Man, that thing is on point like a fax. So, Mike, you know, kind of as we move ahead, the scene and kind of some various updates, I failed to mention, as I, you know, like to cover these different magazines, Truck and Mag. This one somehow got lost under a stack of, you know, mail, and the May 2015 issue, I don't believe I ever mentioned that was the cover, the subscription cover with Mike Losh's C10 Boosted Bertha. Now Mike owns the company Slosh Tubs, and you know he's kind of world renowned. Love to get him on sometime, but if you just look up Slosh. Then you'll see underscore Tubbs with a Z. He's got 44,000 subscribers or followers. You know, his work has been on Crew Cut recently, many of the builds that he's done, including Cloud9. So many different badass builds and trucks in the scene that his parts are on with Slosh Tubbs. So, you know, a good dude there. That cover was shot by Grant Cox. So if you look up Grant Cox, C-O-X, we're also going to have Grant Cox on very soon, Grant Cox photo, that is, very soon, to do kind of a spotlight on what he's doing. You know, he's got a lot of followers, but he shoots for all kinds of different magazines, and he's a real good guy, a younger cat. So we're going to have him on very soon, Mike.
And by the way, I just want to say that Grant Cox is probably the best photographer in all of Truckland. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, man, he's on point, and he's done some very cool photos. Speaking of Mike Losh, if I remember correctly, Grant Cox did there was a badass feature of the Blazer that he built. And if you look on Digital Dakota, if you look on their site, they actually have they have the feature on there. And there's a barn in the background. I think there's even some night photos. He really, really is on point. So great stuff there. Now, Mike, I don't know if you noticed this. I saw it today. We're recording, doing our kind of principal audio on Tuesday night. And today, I saw a couple funny memes. And the first one I saw was by the homie Danny. It's NR Saint G out in Cali. Now, Danny posted one, and it was a split image of his truck. And his truck was like the Enthusiast. And then someone had put another truck that looked, I guess, similar, bigger wheels, maybe body dropped. And that was the, quote, drug dealer, you know, build. So it was kind of this, like, little spin. I kind of got a chuckle out of it. I'm like, hey, that's kind of funny. And then Texas Benso out in Texas, he posted one. And it was like truck, it was a three image meme, right? The split deal. Truck Enthusiast, and it was just like a, you know, a lowered extended cab. And then it's the drug dealer. It's like, okay, this guy's pretty much balling. You know, that's the middle image. And then boom, you got the bottom, and it's Menso's truck, and it's the cartel shot caller. And he posted a funny little comment, and he's like, hey, I'm just a regular guy, which, you know, he's a hustler. That truck is insane. It made me, I guess, inspired. And I went ahead and made one of my own. I don't know if I'm supposed to do that, but I said, hell with it. I've got all the photos. And I made one of Bada Bing, which was built by Jimmy Graham at Jimmy's Rod and Customs. And I had to post it up. You know, some people think I should post more. I should bring the truck out more. You know, mentally, I've kind of, you know, I'm at a certain place now with my dad being gone and whatnot. But I thought it was a lot of fun, man. And it got me kind of thinking about the truck again.
Hell yeah. And well, the thing about it is, Jay, is all those guys are right. That is a badass truck. But at the same time, I think you've kind of moved on, and you've got this new toy now. And you know what happens when you always get a new toy. You always want to, you know, bring it out and shine it up and let everybody see it. So, but at the same time, with that being said, you do have a pretty badass toy still in the garage. That's for damn sure.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and it was a lot of fun. And I tell you, the internet is quick. These memes, and even, you know, we're going to give some sports updates here shortly. But can you believe, talking about memes, how quick the Jordan crying face ends up on like the losing end of a championship game or NCAA, you know, Final Four tournament? I mean, that Jordan face, Mike, I don't think will ever, ever, ever go away.
No, it definitely won't go away. But I tell you one thing that is going away right now is these damn coolers.
No way, man.
Oh, my God. I swear, all these dudes where their mommy and daddy bought them all these damn coolers, and now they're out there destroying them. Shit, I bought my own damn cooler, and I ain't going out and damn shooting it up. So fuck y'all.
I know. So there was the controversy. Some of you guys have seen it. By the time this airs later this week, you'll probably be like, oh, it's old news. But the whole Yeti thing, and everybody's going, oh, that, you know, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, you know, the one guy say, oh, my God, the NRA, you know, they disrespected us. Let's shoot up their product. And then the other guys are going, oh, you know, the snowflakes, they're ticked because we're shooting up the coolers they can't afford. And then there was a funny meme of a black dude, his cigarettes just dangling out of his mouth. And the meme's like, you guys got any of them Yeti coolers, man? I'll take one, you know? And it was just, I don't know what it was. It was just funny, you know? And Just the internet. The internet is savage as fuck, isn't it, Mike?
Dude, it is insane. I tell you what, though, I did just come across it about exactly an hour ago. Miss Catty Queen posted up her opening up her All Time Low magazine. I just came across it. Nice feature inside. Nice on the that car on the back cover. Beautiful, beautiful feature. Congratulations, girl.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And I messaged her earlier, you know, trying to get some leads on some different, you know, features for the podcast. And, you know, she's always cool. She's quick to get back. And, you know, I know she's kind of had some big announcements lately. And, you know, I just want to give her a huge shout out because NR Catty Queen, you know, she's hustling. She's been focused on, like, you know, the health piece of her life and just kind of continuing to hustle. She's getting new tattoos. She's talking about her next build. She's learning to weld. So I know, like, you know, some people are going, okay, you guys are blowing, you know, some, you know, blowing her head up and stuff. But you know what? She really deserves it. You know, we've had her on. We're going to continue to have her back on. And I love highlighting women in the scene. There's a lot of controversy in the world now about, you know, like women, they don't get enough pay and it's not equal and things like that. And I said this before, Mike, dude, the women deserve just as much. We had Erica on from Female Mini Trucker Association. The women deserve, and let me preface this, the women that put the work in, they deserve just as much credit as any of the guys out there. They're hustling, and sometimes it's, you know, the wife maybe taking care of the kids for a little while on a weekend when the dude's doing his thing. Well, then there's the dudes taking care of the kids, and the wives are doing their thing, and the women, and the ladies. So if there's one thing I could say, I want to grow the hashtag, you know, women of the scene. I want to say that I only have a couple of those hashtagged, so women of the scene. But I think over this next year or so, I don't want to talk about it. I want to be about it. I'm not the only one apparently using that hashtag, so it says there's 20. But it looks like about 17 or 15 of those are mine, ours at Our Lifestyle, the podcast. But, you know, let's keep promoting the women and you know, and telling them, hey, good job, keep hustling, because I tell you what, we ain't shit without our women, you know what I mean?
You ain't lying there, brother. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, Beth Waterman with All Time Low magazine, she just posted up a video not too long ago, and mad props to her, because that was something special. And she basically said that yeah, she has a vagina, but at the end of the day, she's still a mini trucker. And that's what she wants to be, is a mini trucker, just like all those other dudes. And, you know, I don't know what kind of flack she caught from that, if she did catch any flack from that, but good for her for being able to stand up and saying what she believes and how she feels. And so, you know, mad props to her, and keep doing your thing, girl, because at the end of the day, you get in your truck and drive your truck just like I do. So it's all good.
Hell yeah, man. Hashtag women of the scene. Let's keep it going. If you've got a woman, lady, someone in your club, in your chapter that you want to highlight, reach out to us. Let us know. I'm trying to nail down an interview with someone that's really big in the scene, someone that you would never think of, someone that I recently came across, a cool feature. You know, so we'll see if it works out, but we're going to keep having women on just as much as men. And hell, maybe one day we'll have more women in a year on than men. I think that would be kick ass, you know, including the homegirl, Morgan Vieira. So we've got a lot more in store for 2018, Mike.
Hell yeah, brother. Oh yeah.
So we got a few more updates here as we kind of wind this down. Greg Miller for Custom Car Show Productions, he is now on Instagram with Orange Beach Invasion. So this makes things a little easier. As I mentioned in the past, Greg is overarching Custom Car Show Productions. Then he had the main Scraping the Coast Instagram, which has a huge cult following. Well, it's not as easy to tag Scraping the Coast when you're at Orange Beach Invasion, because people are scratching their head going, wait a minute. But now, don't have to worry about that. You can either search Orange Beach Invasion, or you can go on to Our Lifestyle Podcast, click on the image that I shared. I tagged a couple acro guys, and just click on the profile and click follow. That's Greg Miller with Orange Beach Invasion. Okay, so next, Mike, really, let's talk about sports, and then I have a couple music updates, and then boom, we're going to roll into these interviews. We don't want to bore the Airhead Nation too much, right?
Before we roll into sports, let's knock out a couple important things. Like, for example, I got two shows that I want to spotlight because they're coming up pretty quick. And mad props to your boy, you know, to our boy Craig, because Craig's done a hell of a job promoting Battle in Bama. And it's coming up in 2 weeks. And it's right now is the talk of the you know, Instagram world and Facebook world. So, guys, y'all have a killer time because it's coming up. Battle in Bama, first weekend of May, over there at the USS Alabama Battleship.
Hells yeah.
You guys making it out there. We were there last year, had a great time. Of course, you got the big-ass battleship in the background, make great, you know, pictures, great backdrop, the whole nine yards. It was a great show. The staff is probably one of the friendliest staffs that I've ever been to at a show, and they do a great job. So you guys enjoy. We're not going to make it this year. Like I said before, I'm going to Mini Nats this weekend, and then Jay's got him a Lincoln show that he's going to be at for that weekend. So we got other things going on. We wish we could be at every show, but unfortunately, that just doesn't happen. And then, of course, we can't forget about a show in our backyard. We got Made of Steel, May 18th and 19th at the Hillsborough County Fair. Our boy Goat and Fat Tanks, they teamed up, and they're putting on, I believe this is the fourth annual Made of Steel show.
I believe so.
So if you guys are in or around the Hillsborough area, definitely check out Made of Steel, 18th and 19th over at the Hillsborough County Fair.
Hells and, yeah.
Jay, with that being said, brother, I got one more show to talk about. Of course, we got a little bit more time for this one, but guys, Slam Fest, October 13th and 14th, second weekend of October at the Florida State Fairgrounds. Pre-registration is up and live online at minimadness.com. If you're interested in an inside spot, definitely hit me up. Let me know. Let me get it approved because it's got to be done, guys. The truck has got to be done. The car has got to be done. Nothing under construction indoors. And hit me up. Then I'll just send you on over to minimadness.com. We got the registrations right there online. You can fill it out, send it in, and pay all online now. You guys have been asking for it. But you can still do it the old way, too. If you got a flyer, fill out the back of the flyer, send it in with your check. All the information, address, all is on the back of that flyer. So there we go, guys. Battle and Bama. Snail mail, baby. Hey, retirement. Hashtag yep. Retirement plan. Yes, Battle and Bama in 2 weeks. And then we got Made of Steel May 18th and 19th. And me and Jay will be at Made of Steel.
Can't wait.
Definitely come out and check us out. Come out and see us. We're looking for interviews. We're looking for features. We're looking for anything that we can do, anybody we can talk to in or about the scene, guys. So we'll be there. Definitely come check us out and hit us up.
If you listen or after you listen to this podcast, make sure you hit Mike up because, you know, Darren Rovell talks a lot about esports, okay? And Mike, you know, supposedly there's going to be like an indoor drone flying competition, but it's going to be over all the custom cars, and they're going to have like this track, and it's going to be really cool. So you're going to want to bring drones, but only fly them indoors above the custom cars because, you know, that just makes sense, right, Mike?
Hey, dude, true story. I don't remember if you were there.
I was there. Yep.
Oh my God, dude. It was the biggest drone I've ever seen in my whole entire life. We're standing there talking. I believe it was Grindr TV, if I'm not mistaken. Yes?
Yep.
No?
Yep.
Okay. Right in front of his booth. And, like, out of nowhere, this damn thing falls out of the sky. Come to find out it was a damn drone. Fell out of the sky, and I swear it almost hit this dude right in the head. And it landed right next to the guy. If it would have been, I'd say, 6 inches to the right, it would have killed this guy.
Dude.
And it just shattered in pieces. It was freaking unreal.
And everybody's looking at each other like, who's got the controller? And I'm thinking, it's not mine, but yeah, that's the downfall. Like we always say, on the downfall, drones on the downfall, literally, you know. So it does get crazy, but seriously, don't ask Mike that. But Darren Rovell, if you follow him on Twitter, he does cover esports, which is going to be the future, I should say. And he's talked a lot about the drone racing league. So for all you crazy guys that just have to fly your drones, I know the homie Jason Weiss is good at it. You got to get into the drone racing league. You might win some money, man.
Hey, we'll see. We'll see.
I'm telling you. But, and Mike, real quick, too, before we kind of wrap it up here, I did want to mention the homie Wonky from South Florida. When he was up recently, I think, in Maggie Valley, there is a famous museum, Welcome to Wheels Through Time. And that guy, Dale Wexler, I think you say his name, he's had that show, Barn Finds. Seems like a really, really down-to-earth time. But I tell you what, if I was able to make the mini truck Nats this weekend, I would try to. I mean, dude, even if you went by there for like an hour, I don't know what the cost is to get in. But Wonky was there, and he did a photo, a little video. And I tell you what, man, that's a cool looking place. So if you get a chance, I'd check it out, Mike.
Hell yeah, I'll definitely check that out.
You know it. So a couple things, the sports, you know, we've got the Warriors. They've got the lead over the Spurs. I think, Mike, keep me honest here, that Greg Popovich, or a Pop as he's referred to, his wife, I think, recently was lost. So that
yes,
was,
she did. You know, passed
that,
away.
That was a sad thing. And, you know, I know not everybody loves Pop. I think the team, the fans do. And then, you know, he's kind of a political guy and he puts his opinions out there. Unlike us, you know, we steer clear of that. And, you know, people don't like his politics and whatnot. But, you know, all that aside, you know, respect to his family and stuff. I mean, it's a sad thing. And the Spurs, man, they're one of those dynasties for years. And it's crazy to see the Warriors up 3-1. I know the Cavs have kind of bounced back and forth against the Pacers. Who knows what's going to happen there? And then, Mike, I thought it was funny. Meek Mill, not a huge fan of him, you know, in the hip-hop world, but ESPN, I just read, they had reported that he was released from prison. Then he was able to make a Sixers game. Now, if I think back, Tupac, if he was released, he would have went straight to the studio and started recording. One of my favorite verses is, you know, out on bail, fresh out of jail, California dreaming. Soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing Hoochie screaming. Feed him for money and alcohol, the life of a West Side player. So you know what? Meek Mill, man, I know you want to hit the Sixers game, but, dude, you got to get in the studio and start writing shit, man.
Nah, man, I got to get out there and ring the bell, baby. Ring the bell.
Oh, Steph, I'm telling you. So, Mike, I know you're stoked about the draft. Any predictions or any kind of updates you want to provide?
Dude, this is going to be the craziest draft ever, and I don't know how many of our listeners out there actually even pay attention to football or even watch the draft, but I am a freaking nut. I love this shit. I love the NFL. I love fantasy football. I love the draft. So, guys, if y'all are down, if y'all are cool with it, hit me up and we'll talk about it. I'll be on my way to North Carolina, Maggie Valley, North Carolina. I'm gonna listen to the draft the whole damn way. Can't wait. So what I want to see happen is I want to see us get that damn running back from Penn State, Mr. Barkley. Hopefully that happens. I'm a huge Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, and, man, he'd look good in the pewter and red, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, my wife, for some time, she went to Penn State, and then my brother-in-law, he graduated there, and they're big Penn State fans, and he's always telling me, like, so-and-so is going to be – I remember when he told me A.J. Hawk coming out of Ohio State, he – dude, man, the Packers are in good hands, and for many years we were. So it's amazing. There's a lot of – it's not always busts. There's a lot of busts in you know, the draft world coming out of college, but not everyone is. So, you know, we'll see what happens, Mike.
Oh, I can't wait, brother. I'm definitely excited about it, and this is the first time in a long time that I'm actually not going to be able to actually watch the draft, because I actually watch it for like 5 hours that it's on, and it is badass. But like I said, I know that's not for everybody, and I know our girl Brooke always says that anytime we talk sports, she always just hits the fast forward button. So Brooke, make sure you hit that fast forward button, because you ain't going to want to listen to that part.
Well, you might miss out on something, but seriously, the only – you would think that I would want to know who the Packers draft, right? And it's like over the years, you know, I'm a big Packers fan, but, you know, there's guys that work out, guys that don't, you know, 100 million down the drain. I just want to know every year, Mike, there's one team I want to know who they draft. Do you have any idea what that team is? Not the Packers.
It's got to be, It's probably going to be the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, you got it. Ding, 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 ding. The Browns, because
you know if the Cleveland Browns draft them, it's going to be a bust, guaranteed.
Well, people forget this, okay? But when Bo Jackson was drafted by the Bucks, now granted they were the creamsicles and all that, Bo was like, look, Bo knows don't go to the Bucks in the 80s, and he sat out a year. That was the, you know, that's the rule, right? And, you know, you never really see people do that, but Bo did that. And then, of course, he went on and had a crazy legacy cut short, of course, because of injury. But if I was drafted by the Browns, unless they gave me, like, I don't know, 120 mil, you know, maybe I'd be like, what's his face, Manziel. I wouldn't want to be that guy, but I'm just saying. I would maybe say, I don't know, man. I don't know. I might just go ahead and fucking sit out.
To be honest with you, brother, that money is way too good to be sitting out. I don't give a shit.
I know. Well, I got to practice my stand-up routine. One of these days I'm going to get on stage, man. You know, I know I'm just so funny.
Hey, no. You're definitely funny, but no matter how funny you are, I can't be passing up $120 million.
I know. That's some Ricky Rose, Ricky Ross money right there, right? But well, hey, the last thing, and then we're gonna call it quits and roll into our interviews. I am going to a concert. One of my favorite hip hop guys right now is Nipsey Hussle. He's apparently going to be in Tampa. I pre-purchased the ticket, and it's going to be this Friday, which will be pretty cool. Years ago, he came here to Ybor City. The homie Dar and I went, and he never came out, and it kind of sucked. And they canceled it, and we got our money back. That was easy. So we'll see if he shows up. It was pretty sad because when we went to the concert before, no one was there. And he's probably sitting in the back going, dude, I'm not going to perform for like 30 people. So it's kind of weird. The West Coast groups, you know, Kendrick Lamar is a huge name. If he came here now, he'd be, you know, everybody would be there. But a lot of the West Coast guys, if the name is, even if it's a pretty big name, they don't show up. So we'll see how that goes. And then one of my all-time favorite artists, E-40, he has a new album with his homie Be Legit, and that's Connected and Respected. Love the album. It's been on repeat through Spotify. Definitely good stuff, man. I always love listening to music, especially on Fridays. But, you know, Mike, dude, we had you know, a little bit longer banter than we normally do, and I just want to say I appreciate your time, but do you have any parting words for the Airhead Nation?
Jay, like I say every time, all I got is Airhead Nation. We out.
We got you. Peace out, y'all. Enjoy the interview.
I know you hear me coming, so you best watch your back. I know you hear me coming, and I'm about to make it, make it back. Can I drop the bomb?
Drop the bomb.
Can I drop the bomb?
Drop the bomb.
Can I drop the bomb?
Drop the bomb.
But here it comes.
Say what?
Yo, 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 it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, and we're coming at you, as we mentioned, episode 61. We're rolling into our first interview, which is Tim Failer from Vi-Air. So we'd like to welcome Tim to the podcast. You know, you were on before, kind of in a role that was supporting Morgan and the crew, and I just want to say, hey, thanks for coming back on.
You bet, Jason. Man, we love having this relationship with you guys, and we love doing this. We love just being able to talk to those out in the community and out in the industry that you're a part of. So thanks for having me, man. It's a blessing to be here.
Yeah, you know it. We love that hashtag Vi-Air, hashtag Vi-Air Corp. And as we kind of move in, I wanted to kind of say, hey, listen, we know our homie Brian Good over, I call him the head guy, the Don of the family over at Fort Bend Fantasy. The Godfather, right? He's got Grindr TV going on. Well, you know, you guys have forged a good relationship, and Vi-Air was the premier title sponsor of Forbidden Fantasy. So how epic was that?
That was great. It was our second year presenting at the show. So we had a blast. It was my first year going. I didn't get to go last year. Brian and the guys at Forbidden are just super easy to work with. They go above and beyond just to make sure that every vendor there is not only taken care of, but appreciated and represented well. And he did that with us. I mean, we felt so much love from everybody that was out there. Nothing but positivity, nothing but just some rad cars, rad trucks. Surprises, we had a Ferrari in our booth. I mean, there was just a really good time. just to be out there and meet some people I haven't met before and see some things I haven't seen before. And I can't complain about being on the river, you know. So,
yeah, in Laughlin, I'm telling you, it looked pretty awesome. And one thing I was going to throw out there is I saw like you guys were doing interviews with your customers and like the end user. You alluded to that. And I love that. That's what Viator does. And you mentioned that, Tim. You love to speak to the end users, get an idea for how things are going. Everybody loves their Viator compressors, and it's good that you guys have that relationship with, I'll call it, like the community.
Well, we know that we wouldn't be where we were if it wasn't for that. So giving back and letting people know how gracious and how thankful we are for all the support that they've shown us over our 20 years, it's foundational. So, I mean, that is something that we want to drive home, and we want to make sure people know that we are appreciative. We're not just sitting back collecting money and getting fat. We are absolutely thankful for what each and every single person has done to make Viator what it is today. So that's
Hells
a huge part
yeah.
of it.
And you guys got an awesome department there with the whole social media piece, as everyone knows. And if you get an opportunity, tag Viator Corp, mention them in the comments or even, hashtag, as I mentioned, and you may be surprised. They select a vast array of different vehicles to showcase on their Instagram and Facebook page, which I think is really cool as well.
Yeah, Morgan's on that, man. Morgan is on that. She does a fantastic job, as you guys are all well aware of.
She's on point. I definitely, we feel that, we see that. So I kind of wanted to, speaking of Morgan, she mentioned when she was on recently, and we know that at SEMA 2017, Viator had this big reveal. We'll talk about the Tre 5 C10 in a moment. But, SEMA has came and gone. Viator has mentioned, like, hey, boom, here's what we've got. Well, fast forward to Forbidden Fantasy, kind of leading up to the week, you start getting the product that's, been produced, and you've got it. So you've got the launch of the production. Can you tell us just a little bit about, like, the changes and what consumers can expect, man, from this new product?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing that's pretty crazy that after 20 years, we're just now coming out with the Gen 2 product. So that should tell you a little bit, right? We take our releases very seriously. We don't just put something out to put something out. So when we did and when we wanted to come out with this, we really wanted to change the game as far as what a compressor manufacturer can do. And what we did with these new 485 Gen 2s is we delivered the very first 200 PSI 100% duty cycle compressor. So it can run at 100% at 200 PSI. So that's the first time it's ever been done. We really wanted to hit that market out. It's got a quieter decibel rating because it has a thicker vibration isolators. It has the same footprint as the 444 and the 480s. So it's interchangeable if someone's already running that. It's got a new head design that we really like. It's kind of like a modern looking head design. And again, it's got it comes with a fun little filter cover on the back that just adds to just kind of the flair and the flashy look, so to speak. So it's also aesthetically pleasing as well too. So we're excited about this model. The price point is great. It's not priced higher. It's about $50 more than the current 480. So it's not going to cost somebody an arm and a leg, and it delivers twice the performance, so to speak, as far as the duty cycle. So the game's ready. I mean, we stepped it up on this one. We're excited about it.
You know it, man. And when you look at any kind of marketing that's done, typically things, gas, fuel, all the stuff, it all goes up in price. But when you hear what Tim's saying, 20 years in the game with a product that's proven, and then you say, man, for only about $50 more, I can get the second gen with a lot more performance. A lot of these guys are going back, like our homie Eric, and they're rebuilding their truck, and they're doing all these different things. Hey, it's time to step up and Airhead Nation, go out there to your favorite retailers and purchase the Viator compressors, the new, and you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, definitely go out. And if you need help, let us know, too. We'll help you find somebody. So.
Hells yeah, man. Now, you really can never go wrong with a reliable compressor like Viator. And we've all kind of been there. The truck's, been sitting for a while. You want to be able to put that power back to the vehicle and then air it up. I know I just had moved my S10 recently. And, man, the truck had sat a little while and compressors fire right up. But can you remind the listeners of like the product support that Viator offers and maybe anywhere they should go if there's like certain tech questions that they have?
We're always available during our business hours, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. So anytime you want to reach us then, you can just call us. We also have live chat on our website. It's a really easy way for someone who doesn't have the time to sit on the phone and talk to us. Myself, Ryan, and Jesse, and John, all of us kind of trade places, and we all take on that responsibility too. You can email us off hours at customerservice@viaircorp.com or techsupport@viaircorp.com. You can find us on Facebook and message us there. I mean, we really try to just do what we can to let people know that we're here to answer accordingly. We do like our weekends, so we're not going to be available 24/7, 7 days a week.
Sure.
But we are prompt. We are prompt with responding when we are back in the office. So very easy, very personable. You can call. You can talk to any one of us, and we'll all treat each and every single person with the same amount of respect and admiration that we would have for the next guy.
Boom, and that's it right there. Viair Corp, you got to get the product if you don't have it already. If you've got some cheesy other compressors out there, throw them in the garbage. Get the Viair Corp. if you've got other product out there, I've seen different setups where guys, you know, maybe they'll even have a belt driven, which I know is a small market, but, you know, they'll even have some Viair compressors that they can flip on a switch. So there's never enough backup that you can have in the air suspension community. So, you know, very good stuff. I also wanted to, you know, mention, you mentioned there where a moment ago, if folks want to purchase the product, really the best thing, I think, Tim, you and I were talking before, and it's really good for them to just go out to the retailers that they already are doing business with that are Viair retailers.
Yeah, we don't sell direct. And one of the reasons is because we want to support those even more who are involved in the scene. And if you want help, if someone needs help, we just say, give us a call. One, we can help kind of deduce what it is that you need as far as a product from Viair goes. We can help point you in the right direction of which one to get. And also finds you a retailer where you can save the most money and get the best bang for your buck, so to speak. So, yeah, give us a call. We'd love to refer you to someone in your area or an online retailer so that you can get the buyer that you want.
Yes, yes, yes. Love it. So kind of thinking back to SEMA, you know, you had the Tray 5 C10.
Yeah.
That was in Viair's booth at SEMA 2017. It recently has graced the cover now, an epic shoot. I mentioned it on the podcast. Kevin Aguilar killed it. Loved the red kind of accents there with the lights. But right on the windshield, Tim, is Viair Corp, and or, you know, Viair, if you will. Man, how cool was that?
They crushed it, man. I mean, the whole crew at Tray 5 was just phenomenal, what they did and that install. I mean, we were blown away when we saw that thing rolling in at SEMA. We knew there was something special that was going to come from it. And to say it exceeded our expectations isn't fair. It met them. It met them a little bit more with the Street Trucks reveal and with the love that we got at Forbidden and just the love that truck's been getting throughout the year. It's been phenomenal. It's well-deserved. I mean, they worked hard on it. I know Auto Revolution did a shot, the Road to SEMA, that featured just the painstaking efforts they went through to build that truck and get it ready for SEMA, and I couldn't be happier just for the whole crew and for everybody there to see what's come from their hard work. So we're grateful, man.
Dude, Tray 5 kills it, and they're one of those shops that, I mean, they're at the top of their game. They say they're going to do it, and they do it. They put out great product. I think you mentioned to me even they were the first consumer to get their hands on that new Gen 2 compressor, and, you know, what an honor it was, and they took and ran with it. And they produced one hell of a product.
Yeah, they did, man. They did it. He was the first installer, and it's still rolling strong. We got to see him a few weeks ago at Forbidden, and it's just still cool to see it displayed out there for all to see up in the bed there, covered by that glass. It looks beautiful, man. Great job.
Hells yeah, man. Well, Tim, Tim Fahler, I definitely want to say, you know, we appreciate your time. It's always great that we can kind of have Viair come on for a moment. Give us some updates, like, you know, what's going on in your neck of the woods, so to speak, as Al Roker would say. And, you know, just kind of get a feel for, man, things are going good. We're post Forbidden Fantasy. I know that went fantastic, as you mentioned. But was there anything else that you wanted to share with the Airhead Nation?
We're going to be at Scrapin' for the first time. Scraping the Coast. We're pretty excited about that. Our first time really coming out past the Lone Star states. So, I mean, come check us out there. You know, it's hard for us from California to make it out to the East Coast as much as we'd like to. But we're pretty excited to be there and to show up and just to meet some more people and to see more crew. So I'll be there. Ryan will be there. Morgan will be there. We've got a pretty killer booth inside. And thankfully, it's inside because I heard it gets pretty humid. So yeah, man, we're stoked. We got that coming up in the future. A couple more in a different market segment, things up our sleeves too, that we're kind of waiting on. So I mean, it's good. It's a good year for Viar. It's our 20th, and we're hitting it hard. Yeah.
Dude, much respect. Straight mic drop. I'm sure that Viar Corp is going to have a little bit of giveaways, maybe a little bit of swag at Scraping the Coast with the homie Greg Miller. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you guys and, you know, slapping hands and, you know, getting a chance to say hello. That's what the scene's about.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Well, Tim, dude, it's always a pleasure. Anytime Viar has something that you would like to highlight, you know, you can reach out to us. We know we can reach out to you anytime at Our Lifestyle, the podcast. We appreciate what you guys do, the continued support, and just keep doing your thing, homie.
Thanks for all that you two do, bro. Like, serious, man. You are you're the reason that we're here, and we thank you for all that you do and for all your listeners. Just for you guys, man, thank you so much from all of us at Viar. I can say that. So appreciate it, bro.
Hey, no problem, Tim. You have a good one, homie.
You too, man.
Yo, what's up, Airhead Nation? It's Ron Perkins from Hammered Weekend Wear, and you're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast. Hey, after this episode, check out the fresh new gear we have over at hammeredweekendwear.com. That's HAMMERD, weekendwear.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Girl, I know you're used to the same old same, but we ain't floating that boat. No, we ain't riding that train. Hop on.
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 61. As we continue, we just heard from Tim over at Viar. Now we've got the big homie, John Turner from You Ain't Low Trucks. And John's been on a couple times before. Just want to say, what's up, man? How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, everything is great, man. Thanks for coming on. You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, when we had you on a couple of times, we talked about the picnics that you were hosting for a while, and, you know, we wanted to kind of sync back up with you. It's been a little bit. You've had a lot going on, a lot of great stuff. When you're not traveling for your work, it seems like you got a cool job. You're, you know, hustling on trucks and going to shows and really kind of kicking up dust. But, you know, just wanted to kind of say, you know, hey, keep doing your thing, but can you kind of give the listeners a little bit on the latest with the truck? You have a Dodge truck now, and what Jimmy's Rod and Customs did for you in terms of the build.
Yeah, well, I just got it done. I've had the truck for actually a little over 2 years now. Drove it basically from when I bought it, I knew I was going to end up bagging it. You know, just I had sold the black Silverado, and then just kind of laid low for about 6 months. Didn't buy anything brand new until I bought this. And like I said, from day one, before I bought the truck, I talked to Jimmy about bagging it. And then I just, you know, it got, I'll do it, you know, 6 months from now. I wasn't in that big of a hurry to get it done. So, next, you know, like a year goes by, I kind of got sidetracked, and then I was real busy at work. And then finally I just, you know, I want it done for LST this year. I wanted it done for LST 2018. So I talked to Jimmy. All right, we'll get it done. Dropped it off. He knocked it out of the park like he did my other truck, like he does everything. You know, he's a perfectionist. He does it beyond what it needs to be, beyond nice.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I picked it up. It took, you know, well, I don't want to say my truck, but Jeremy's F-350, which, of course, is completely badass, was in before mine. So it took a little longer for that truck to get finished than he had expected. So my truck was getting pushed to the limit of LST. But I wasn't sweating it. I know Jimmy does good work. I knew he was going to get it done. So I basically literally picked it up, you know, 3 days before we left to go to LST. Drove up there. Jimmy's shop's about 3 hours from my house. Picked up the truck, towed a trailer behind it because I drove my Tahoe up there with an empty trailer.
Uh-huh.
Put the Tahoe on the trailer. Drove the Ram back. Jimmy literally had it done for a day. Told me, I put 15 miles on it. You're good to go. 15 test miles, which, hey, I trust him.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
fine.
100% with his word.
Yeah, you know, if he says it's good, it's good.
It's good.
So jumped in it, drove home 3 hours, not even thinking about it. You know, not even worried about it. Cruised home, just had a couple minor things I had to do to it, which actually one was the topper that I didn't tell anybody about. I had one buddy that knew about it. Threw the topper on it. And then a day later, we left for LST. I picked up Miller at his house, put his truck on the trailer, and we drove, you know, 2 days straight to LST. again, no issues, no problems. And the truck turned out great. Everybody loved it. I did something a little different on the wheels. The wheels in the topper, I think, really set it off something different than most of the trucks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so many people, you know, and I'm not going to knock the wheels. You know, they're great. I had them on my last truck, and I eventually might do them on this truck. But I was just looking for a little bit of a, I'll be honest, a little bit of a price break right now.
Yeah.
So I bought a cheaper wheel, but had them custom powder coated the color that they are. And like I said, it's just something different. Well, let's think a little different. Think outside the box, maybe a little bit, and do a few things different than everyone else is doing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'm looking at the truck. If you go on Instagram, original, and then the letter U, ain't L-O, we'll be sharing some. Of course, you got this white truck. It's laid out on that Jimmy's Rod and Customs suspension setup. Then you have the white topper, as you mentioned. The wheels really pop. It's something a little bit different. I like how you always put some nice stickers and you know, got the club, the RA logo on the back, Viair, of course, mm-hmm. AccuAir. So, I mean, it just really, really looks nice. What I thought was awesome, also pretty cool, was you posted up, you know, I mentioned you're going to shows constantly. You know, you're always hitting the different Barrett Jackson deals. And the one MSN article, how cool was that? The weird, wacky, and wonderful from the parking lot of Barrett Jackson.
Yeah, that was way cool. Someone tagged me on that on Facebook. Like, obviously, I didn't know it was happening, you know, because I drive the truck everywhere. Is I have a company van I drive during the day, you know, for work. But other than that, if I'm going somewhere, I'm driving this truck. That's how I built it. That's why I built it. You know, it's not a weekend cruiser. It doesn't sit in the garage. I don't even have a garage in my house. It sits outside in the weather. But that's how I build trucks. I want to drive them. I want to show them off. If I got to go, you know, to wherever for dinner, I'm driving. If I'm going to Barrett Jackson to hang out and park in the parking lot, that's what I do. You know, I went to a three-day music festival down on Fort Lauderdale Beach. I drove it down there every day, parked it. That's what I do. You know, so that was way cool to see that they took a picture of it and posted it up on that website.
Yeah, I was like, man. Then I looked in the little banner and I was like, wait, MSN. I'm like, that's pretty. You know, that's a pretty cool little article they did. And you know, the truck came out great. Now, was the homie that knew about the topper, was that Jason Redden?
That's a funny story because I was in New Jersey for work for 2 weeks back in January, and he actually found the topper on like Facebook for sale ads right by his house.
Mm-hmm.
So I admit, I'm like, dude, if I send you the money, can you meet up with this guy and get the topper? Because my truck was at Jimmy's shop. I was in New Jersey, so I physically couldn't go get it. I didn't have any way to get it, even if I was home, because my truck was at Jimmy's shop.
Yep.
So sent him the money. He went and met the guy. Got the topper, put it on his truck, which it actually fit pretty good on his truck. He's got a GMC crew cab Sierra, and it actually fit and bolted on his truck, and he drove around with it for like 3 or 4 weeks till I got my truck back from Jimmy's shop. And then we swapped it onto mine, except the day before we left for LST. So, yeah, I appreciate him. He always helps me out, man. He's a good guy. Known him for 20-plus years. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he definitely is. And for all those scoring at home, if you just type in MT Mags for sale, that's the homie. Now, Jason Redden, many of you don't know, he's got like, I think he's got more Instagram accounts than I do, but, you know, he's a good dude, and I know you guys are good buddies. Well, you know, that was pretty cool that he did that. So you go to LST, and you towed, I think you said it, but you towed the truck out there on the trailer, right?
Yeah, Miller's truck behind mine, yep.
So boom, so you go out there, you got the truck loaded down with the homies, you guys have a good time, you roll back, you know, no issues, and it just really proves that when you have a truck that's well built with quality products like AccuAir, like Viair compressors, like Jimmy's Rod and Customs, that meticulous job that he does, boom, you know, you enjoy the truck. And like you said, you drive it everywhere. So, you know, hats off again. This is another one under your belt, man, where you keep these badass trucks coming. I love it.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. And like I said, I can't say enough about Jimmy's, you know, Jimmy's Rod and Custom, Jimmy Graham, he does great work. And, you know, like I said, it's worth the wait. If you know, people say, oh, he's got a 6-month waiting list, man, it's worth it. It's worth waiting, getting him to do it. And like I said, I don't ever see myself having, you know, like Bada Bing. That's a badass truck, don't get me wrong. But like, I just can't have something that nice. I like driving it. I like beating on it, not beat on it, but you know, like I like driving it everywhere. I like showing it off. I don't want to have, you know, something cool in my garage.
Exactly.
You know,
yep, exactly. Like if it's raining, you're not like, oh my God, my truck's getting mud on it, you know, a little bit of, you know, stuff. So yeah, and I love it too, because I mean, if you think about, and this is one thing I've told people before, if you build a truck that's like so over the top and, you know, you take all these years, there's one guy that's been doing one for longer than anybody in the state of Florida, let's be honest. And yep. Then you look at someone like yourself that has enjoyed a plethora of trucks. You've driven the SEMA, you know, you said, boom, punt this one, on to the next one. And, you know, you're going to look at, you know, you're going to look back at a certain point in your life and you're going to say, man, I fucking had a damn good time. And then you're going to have other people going, oh, I just need to chrome one more bolt and then I'm going to be at the World of Wheat, you know, and it's like, you know, yeah. So I get both sides, you know, but I do too.
Yeah. And there's different personalities too. Like some people, you know, got to have the super over the top and oh, I'll never drive it. I don't know, and that's cool, you know, if that's what you want to do, but that's just not my personality. You know, I just like driving it, like showing it off.
That's it.
Like I said. Yeah.
Well, speaking of LST and driving and showing it off, so you go to LST, it really seemed like it was one for the ages, you know, even with the rain. Yeah. And, you know, I can envision you're like a kid in a candy store because you love trucks probably more than anybody I know, which is awesome. So what was it like just, you know, you get there, you know, of course, a lot of people are a little stressed in the weather and whatnot. But I mean, it ended up being a great show.
Yeah. Saturday was great. You know, Friday, maybe we get there early. We were there Thursday afternoon, you know, kind of registered the truck, drove around a little bit, walked, you know, drove through the show. Friday, went to the show a little bit, and then we always go and hang out at Twin Peaks, Texas. It's a good time. And then back to the show, like, Friday night, back at the hotel. And then Saturday, weather was great all day. You know, people, like you said, people online were, oh, I might not go. The weather might be bad. Yeah, man, if your friends are there and there's trucks there, who cares what the weather is? That's my opinion, you know?
That's it.
You go in there to hang out with your buddies and look at some trucks. And Sunday, it was rainy, so we left early. Just gave us a head start on the way home. Not a big deal, but, you know, the weather was fine on Saturday, man. We had a great time.
Yeah.
Definitely, like I said, saw a lot of cool trucks. You know, had a lot of people, you know, appreciating my truck and pictures, a lot of pictures taken of it. So that's always a good feeling, too.
Yeah, and it seemed like because of maybe a little bit less jam-packed and with some of the rain and people jetting out early, some of you guys were able to move around, saw a lot of trucks that kind of, at one point of the show, they were outside, then they moved under the big pole barns. So I thought that was cool, and it opened it up for some photo ops and stuff, too.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yep.
Yep, good stuff. So, you know, kind of talking about You Ain't Low trucks altogether on Instagram, we talked about this before. We've picked up a lot of listeners since we had you on. I just looked. You're a little over 14,000 followers. You post some great content. You know, you're really on top of if there's a certain truck or if crew cuts being debuted and, you know, this type of thing. Like, you know, you're right there and you post good stuff. But can you give us an update, like, on the brand and, you know, the shirts and things like that you've been putting out?
Yeah, I mean, I love Vegas. I've been going for the past 11 years now. I've been to SEMA every year since 07. And basically the first time I went to Vegas, I kind of fell in love with it. Everything, you know, just the atmosphere there, the city itself. And of course, SEMA is beyond words. If you've never been, you know, it's not just trucks. It's everything automotive, which, I mean, my main focus is trucks, but I love everything from, you know, hot rods to, I can respect, you know, certain import cars and just, you know, build quality of stuff. I just love looking at every different little thing. So that's just made me fall in love with Vegas. So I designed, when I came up with the You Ain't Low Trucks, I was trying to think of a cool logo, cool, like, you know, branding to have. And I came up with the Vegas sign. And actually, again, going back to Jason Redden, he's the one that actually made, I gave him the ideas and then he took it and made it into the little file that it is so I can make it into the product. So I have graphic disorder, make shirts. I usually make a new shirt every year, which I plan on doing one sometime this summer. I haven't decided exactly when I'm going to do it yet, but I'm going to make a new shirt this summer. I have hats. I have some hats with me. I'm going to get some newer ones made. Again, probably want to do the shirts. I can get Yeti cups made with Yeti cups or Arctic cups that are powder coated, and they laser etch the logo into them. I have like three of those personally, and I sold some to a couple of friends of mine. So always different cool things. And I actually did a few things on the truck that I have, which I don't know how much you zoomed in, but I have custom-made center cap stickers on the wheels that are the You Ain't Low Trucks logo. I had a hitch cover made that is the logo engraved into a powder-coated piece of aluminum. I'm going to probably do something for the grill, too. So I'm throwing the logo in a little bit more, and I plan on doing the stereo Advanced Audio Concepts, did the interior in it. He did the leather kit. And he did the leather and the stereo in my last truck. and he did a clear plexiglass with the logo etched on it with a light behind it. So I'll do that again when I do some stereo on this thing, probably later on in the year, maybe early next year. I'll do a stereo in it. So I'll have that done too. So just, putting the brand out there a little bit. Like I said, I think it's a cool logo, and I'm always kind of humbled and like it when I see just random pictures of people wearing my shirts or my hats. I think that's pretty cool.
Hell yeah. Last summer I get them, and then, of course they're bagged, and I'm like, I don't want to open them. I'm OCD. Well, then I took one unopened up to Canada, and then we were at the CN Tower, and I was like, man, we got it. I got to rep You Ain't Low, and we took some cool photos. I always like doing that, and that's really caught on. A lot of people have done that. When we were in the desert a few years ago, well, not the desert, we were over at Graham's house for SEMA, we took some cool ones. So it's good to represent someone from the state of Florida, which, we've talked about a lot. Like, I mean, you're a true OG in the truck scene. You've been around a long time, although you don't look that old, man. I have to be honest.
Thanks.
But
born and raised in Florida, Florida native here. So
that's
where I've always been.
Straight Floridian. And so it's great, that you can kind of continue that, that little project you got with the whole You Ain't Low Trucks. You mentioned that you're baking it into the truck a little bit more, and then Advanced Audio Concepts. Eric, what a good dude. He shows us a lot of love, and I know, man, he's putting out cars and trucks all the time, and he's always done you well with these different stereo setups.
Yeah, he always makes time for me, man. I know he has big money customers that pay a lot of money for a lot of good stuff, but he always helps me out when I'm in a jam. I know that my Silverado, he did literally like on a Tuesday night after hours, because I was leaving to go to SEMA like 2 days later to get my seats done, because that's by the time I got the truck back, and that's just one of those things, So he's always the best, man, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's a hustler, and he's like, unlike so many other shops that just talk and talk and talk, he actually puts out cars and systems like no tomorrow. We just got to get him to bring out his old trucks one day, man. Then we'll all be happy.
they're sitting there in his garage, man. I saw him out of his house maybe, I think it was last year, and they're just sitting there, collected dust. It's crazy. Just garage door opens, and two classic badass mini trucks just sitting there. It's craziness.
Yeah, you know it. So I picked up, I mentioned one of your shirts that I had. The latest one I got was the 88 to 98, so your old truck on it, which I thought was pretty cool. And I believe you said that Miller kind of pushed you to put that on the shirt. I thought that was great. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, I was back and forth on it. I wanted to do a C1500 body style, that 88 to 98 body style truck on that shirt I made last year. And I was back and forth on whether to do that truck or do something different. And he's like, nah, man, do that truck. It'll be really cool. And Eric at Graphic Disorder is the one that, designs most of their stuff. And he's the one that made the graphic for the shirt. And it turned out so cool. It turned out so realistic, so much like the truck. It's so cool because, again, he never saw the truck. I was just sending pictures of it. 25-year-old pictures, man. He nailed it so good. That shirt turned out so cool. I always say when I do them, I get like 10 of them for myself, just so I could wear one every day of the week if I wanted to. I don't wear them that often, but I just love having, all the different color shirts and the different, with all my designs on it. So yeah, I'm happy he talked me into it. That's for sure.
That's it. And there's nothing like putting on a fresh, brand new t-shirt. I know Graphic Disorder does great work, and I look at the shirt, I love it, and then I look at the post that you put out there on your Instagram back on March 8th, and it shows on top the 88 to 98, and then of course on the bottom it has your newer Dodge truck, and it's cool that over all those different years, one's an extended cab, they both have toppers, one's a crew cab, they're both laid out. It just shows that your roots are in the scene, man. I love it.
Yeah. That's another thing. The topper thing on the new truck, I really kept close to the vest. I've been talking about it, thinking about it for months. And I talked to actually Jason about it and another buddy of mine, Big Dave, and who's known me for 25 years also. And he's like, oh, that'd be kind of cool. It'd be like a throwback to the old truck, because they're both white. Like, I haven't owned a white full size truck since that one.
There you go.
So it really does kind of throw it back. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Well, we tip our cap, man. That's real good shit. Now, speaking about the kind of wind it down on the on your brand, You Ain't Low Trucks all together on Instagram, I think the easiest way to buy gear is just to go to Instagram and click on the link that takes you to the Big Cartel site, and I see the shirt that we're talking about. Everything's right there.
Yep. Yeah, I got a few of those shirts left. Like I said, I'll be making a new one with a different truck on it. Back and forth on a couple different designs I want to do. Basically, which body style truck I want to do. Maybe a C10 or like a 04 to 06 GMC crew cab half ton that I had one of those at one point back when they were new. Or even like a C. I want to do a C1500 crew cab shirt, but I probably won't do that one yet because I just did the 1500 last year. So I want to do something different this year. But yeah, I have a couple different ideas.
You always got rhyme to your reason. You almost need to frame one of each of them or get like the original. I don't know if you can get the screens, you know, from Graphic Disorder, It'd be cool. I could see you hanging all that stuff up, man, one day.
I have done that. I took an extra shirt of all three designs that I've done so far.
Boom.
A black shirt and just cut it out and, spray glued it to a canvas and hung it on a wall in my guest bedroom.
Hell yeah.
Yep, I've already done that.
Dude, love it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good stuff. Now, lastly, I wanted to kind of mention, you know, since you've been on, you've kind of switched teams in a great way, a proud member of Relaxed Atmosphere Florida. What a kick-ass chapter that is. And, you know, I know you've transitioned into the club well, but I guess you're kind of keeping all those guys in check, I heard, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good time. I've hung out with them for years. You know, I was, let's be honest, I was keeping local minis, you know. I mean, I was in that club since I was 17 years old. And I was really, like, the last one to have, you know, something customized. And it was just dying out. And so I was just, you know, hanging out with Relax so much, I just decided, you know, let me just switch gears. So officially became petitioner last May after the picnic. The local mini's picnic that I threw, I kind of decided was going to be my last one, which I'm probably going to transition that into like a cruise night is what I'm thinking, to like a You Ain't Low Trucks cruise night.
Oh, snap.
Instead of an actual picnic. So I'm thinking maybe at there's a Twin Peaks in West Palm or some type of restaurant is where I might go. I just got to figure out a date, but that's, so stay tuned for that. You know, I definitely want to do something continued. I always enjoyed the local mini's picnic. I just want to change it slightly. So look for that. But anyway, back to Relax. So yeah, like I said, I've hung out with these guys for years. They're all great guys. And I actually officially got my full logo at LST this year after the truck got finished by Jimmy. So yeah, very, very happy to have that.
Hell yeah.
Be a full member.
Yeah, that's great. And the logo looks awesome. It was good seeing you guys at doing it in the dark. You know, you got so many people in the chapter that have awesome rides and you guys represent and go to shows and get crazy. And, you know, you guys have a little bit of everything. And, I think it's pretty rad, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. A bunch of us, we're getting ready to go to a battle in Bama here soon. So that's going to be the next road trip for us all. So looking forward to that.
That's one tight chapter, man. So that's good shit, thanks, brother. Well, you know, it's always good kind of catching up with you. We'd love to continue to have you on maybe a couple more times this year. If you get a chance, check out John on Instagram, as I mentioned a couple of times there. And, you know, hey, if you're at a show, slap hands with John. He's a really down-to-earth guy, as you can hear on this podcast. He you know, likes to have a great time, right? Get a little crazy sometimes. But
yep. Yeah, we have fun on Saturday nights, that's for sure. You know, hang out at the show during the day and then go back to the hotel and have some fun. That's what it's all about, a good weekend.
That's it, and you definitely know how to build some badass trucks. You know, you got the vision in your head, you got the clothing vision in your head. So, you know, we salute you, bro. Keep doing your thing, John.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
We got you. Peace.
Thank you. Peace out.
There you have it, Airhead Nation, episode 61 in the books. Want to give a huge shout out to Sparkles Detail, Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, All Time Low Magazine, Hammered Weekend Wear, and Viair Corp. Thanks to all the additional people that continue to listen, spread the love, show the homies, show the chicas that, hey, this is the podcast. This is how you find it. This is how you subscribe to it. Listen, enjoy it. If you've got ideas, send them to us. You can email us right from Instagram. Click on email from our profile, or you can message us. We've got a lot more in store for 2018. Enjoy as we ride out to Chin Check Up in Smoke remix with the NWA surviving members from next Friday soundtrack. We got you. Peace out.
It's those guys, mate. It's the fucking bankers, the politicians, they're the ones that want to make coke illegal. So that can make the fucking money, and then they get the fucking votes. They're fighting the bad guys. They're the bad guys.
Tell me, talk to Ren. I'm right here, nigga. Release the hound.
Wow.
I'm a nigga with an attitude, thanks to y'all. And I don't give a fuck, I keep it gangsta, y'all. I'ma ride for my side in a CPT. God bless the memory of Eazy-E. If it wasn't for me, where the fuck you be? Rapping like the Treacherous Three, fucking cowards. I done seen Dre rocking parties for hours. And I done seen Ren fucking bitches from Howard. And I done seen Snoop give away an 80 Bowers. So fuck Jerry Heller and them white superpowers.
This is shit niggas kill for. They hit a villain niggas spittin' with the nigga flows. Fuck you hoes, fuck you bitch ass niggas too. Got something for your throat. These niggas wearin' skirts like the Pope. Who the niggas that you love to get? Who the niggas that you fucking with? Love to yell that we the shit. The saga continues with the world's most dangerous group. Four deep in the coupe.
I'ma smoke
villain.
Where I wanna smoke. Fuck that. I'ma choke who I wanna choke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a nigga till I decide. I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma choke who I wanna choke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a motherfucking nigga till I decide.
A pencil, a pen, or a Glock. I'm the original, subliminal, subterranean, titanium, criminal, minded, swift. D.R.E. with that fuck a bitch shit.
Fuck a bitch.
A couple of notes to get your hog tied and rope. Dope like tons of coke.
Cutthroat.
You don't want the pistols to whistle. Candy paint and parlor. I make hoes pop collars.
Goddamn hoes, here we go again. Fucking the ring. Playing the ring. In hand.
I got the
juice and gin, same shit you was fucking with way back then. We keep it cracking from the Akin to the Jack and G'd up, C'd up, motherfucker blaze the weed up. We all on deck, fool, so put your heat up. I stay on deck so man don't get wet.
Look my nigga, we can scatter like buckshot. Let's get together, make a record, why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Cause I'm tight as the night I had to wipe activator off the mic in 1985. We cause tragedy, erratically, systematically, in your house without a key. How fucked up that'd be? Gotta be near your anatomy, my former battery.
Assault and battery, cause we coming with that street mentality. Straight West Coast Rider Academy. Concrete, nigga, that's my reality.
We tend to bust on niggas that get mad at me.
Was it a bitch in the mix?
Well, it had to be.
Lying tricks, told them dicks that I had a key. Hoes make the world harder than it have to be.
Yeah, that's right.
I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma choke who I wanna choke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a nigga till I decide. I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma choke who I wanna choke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a motherfucking nigga till I decide.